Yeah, good morning, Dave.
So it was announced this week that you are resigning from your position on the RSDA as board president.
Yes, that in fact has been out. I've seen it on TechBoss and Seafood.com, so public knowledge now. I would just like to recognize and thank BBEDC for their support and their generous financial contribution at the start of this organization in the form of a grant. I feel very strongly that without that support, the RSDA wouldn't be a reality as it is today. And then the other thing I'd like to thank and recognize the membership that has supported me all these years to allow me to be able to serve as a board of director.
Robert, in your letter of resignation to the RSDA, you say you can no longer support the actions or directions the current board is taking, and that you'd rather spend time with organizations more focused on protecting and enhancing the fishery. What does this mean?
Well, I guess without getting too far in the weeds and the details, it's there's obviously a difference of opinion between myself and the majority of the board, in that what I think is important to our fishery and some of the effort that's what I see, the lack of the effort that has gone into it. So what I don't want to get in a position of, I realize that I'm in a minority opinion, and I need to, as a board member, I need to respect the will of the majority of the board. And that I thought about this, and, rather than being a negative board member, the option that was available to me was just to resign and, like I say, focus my time and energy with some other organizations that I feel are more in line with what I think is important for our fishery.
Can I ask you, as a drift permit holder in the Bay, and thus a member of the association, do you see a future for the RSDA continuing to do good things for fishermen and for the fishery?
Oh, I do. Yes, I certainly do. There's a lot of work that needs to be done yet to the fishery. I think there's maybe more work that needs to be done to protect the fishery. In this particular case, making sure that the habitat and the watershed that has supported this fishery for hundreds of years remains intact. I think that takes a new level of importance now. We all know the financial situation of the state of Alaska, and to me, that's going to mean that the state's going to be looking for new resource development, which many times isn't conducive to the industry we're in.
Robert, you've held a number of top positions, in the fish politics world around here, and this being one of them now for 7 or 8 years. Are you stepping out of the politics business in this game, or what's next for you?
Oh, no. No, not as it pertains to our fishery. I hope to remain active, as I stated in my letter there, to the RSDA board and other organizations. So, the Bristol Bay salmon fishery has been great not only to me, but to my entire family, including my parents. And I would like to have the people that coming behind us still have that same opportunity. It's well worth protecting, and it's just, I'm sure that as the grandfathers and whatnot did before us, we're just doing the same thing, making sure that the next generation has the same opportunity as we had.
Robert Hyeno, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and thanks for allowing me this opportunity.